My name is David Vapp. My title is Vice President of Business Integration, and the company is Software AG.
Now tell me a little bit about Software AG.
Software AG is actually one of the oldest technology companies in the world. It's a 37-year-old company that originally focused on the development of database and 4GL programming languages. But in the past few years, we have moved into the service-oriented architecture world and have some big traction there. Okay, so service-oriented architecture is essentially the idea of laying down on top of your existing information technology a layer that allows you to reuse the business logic and the data that exists in your infrastructure today and to reuse it in new and different ways, typically in support of business processes, so new either automated or optimized business processes that help organizations become competitive.
So what have you announced this week?
So Software AG is announcing the availability of CrossVision, and CrossVision is a suite of tools that really is the unification of business process management, support, service-oriented architecture to support that, and then all of it's held together through a product that's called CentraSite, which is a metadata repository that all the different moving parts actually store their metadata in.
So this would be for a lot of automation processes. Who's using some of Software AG's software now? What kind of companies?
Well, Software AG, we have 3,000 customers globally. We're a large organization, but typically our customers are global 1,000 organizations, and that's either private sector or government. It's in private sector. It's really across the board. All organizations face process improvement issues and imperatives. And so it's really an equal opportunity for any type of business. We're obviously focused on improving the customer base that we have now, improving the benefit that we bring to that customer base. But we also have a number of new customers that didn't use the older technology that are focusing on using a process-driven approach to service-oriented architecture to expand their capabilities as well. So it's both existing customer base as well as new customers.
And where are you looking from finding the new customer base?
Well, the new customers, they're across the board, really. We do have some focus areas here in North America. We have a very strong insurance presence. We have a very strong presence in state and local government. And then also, the environment right now with what I'm calling the era of compliance is driving a number of CIOs to really start to look at how they do build systems and what the different technologies they use in order to, so they have a map of their system and they can adhere to the compliance initiatives that are out there.
And that's been a big change over the last number of years. There's a lot more standards coming out now with HIPAA and other things where these, you have to be cross-compliant.
Right, it's interesting because the big promise of service-oriented architecture is its infinite flexibility. You can connect anything to anything. You can, use any back-end system to support any business process. Well, that's also the big evil of service-oriented architecture is its infinite flexibility. And the last thing you want to have right now, if you're the CIO, is the inability to describe how your systems work and what is connected to where. And that's where CrossVision really steps up to the table by providing this integrated repository for the metadata that represents those interactions. So it's the magic decoder ring that shows how this very versatile architecture is held together.
Now, Software AG saw a need to obviously deal with this new cross-compliance issues. Is it the same in Europe? What's the scene like overseas?
Yeah, Europe is actually very, very similar. It's a little, from a time perspective, it's a little bit behind us, but compliance issues are hitting the table just as rigorously there as they are here. So, although from a technology perspective, North America is a little bit ahead, they're right on our tails from that perspective. I mean, they're adopting our accounting standards, all that stuff is starting to become globalized. Global economy.
Are there global standards emerging? Because it seems like there's a lot of stuff that's cropping up here. We were just at the RSA conference talking a lot with a lot of people who are dealing now with security issues mm-hmm. and the compliance issues at the same time, sort of a double threat. Is there a global standard emerging for these kinds of standards across, I mean, since your company spans
right.
you know, globally, what have you seen as far as that trend?
Well, the standards tend to mature sort of in the lower part of the stack first. So there are obviously global standards around service-oriented architecture. You know, they're pretty well defined, and you know, most of the vendors and everyone globally accepts those standards. But as you move up the stack and you get into specific domains, the standards are not necessarily as global. So you get specific standards here in North America, say in insurance, that may or may not be applicable in Europe, and the same thing holds true for financial areas of the business, et cetera. So as you move up the stack, the standards become less global and more specific to where you're actually doing business.
So where do you see this kind of standard kind of going? I mean, right now we've got, you know, you provide, it's like a shell which reveals all of, from my understanding now, you provide a shell which reveals basically workings of automated systems, whether that's machine automation or process automation. So where is this going next? Where do you go next with this kind of software?
Well, so CrossVision does provide this framework for capturing the different rules that represent the interactions of your system. And what we actually see happening is that more and more software vendors are looking to participate along a common approach to doing this. And we're seeing that actively for a number of reasons. The first reason is that this CentriSite product that's part of our CrossVision offering is jointly developed with Fujitsu Software. So by definition, we've been required to make this an open and interactive product. And then we have actually added an ecosystem of vendors around that. So for example, IDS Shear, iLog, AmberPoint, Forum Systems for Security. So these other vendors that are looking to participate in this approach to managing the metadata of your service-oriented architecture. So I think what you'll see happen is that you'll get communities or centers of gravity around communities of vendors and customers that are looking to use a common approach.
It seems like that kind of has to happen more and more as we go forward.
Yeah.
There's companies that are certainly for security issues, they are having to cooperate together because they can't really sort of solve it alone, basically. Or they could try, but then you know, it seems like there's a strength in numbers, certainly.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, as much as Software AG would like to think that we have all the products that any customer would ever need, that is just not a fact. We have some key products that are part of a service-oriented architecture, but there are many others that are also required based on business requirements or you know, specific infrastructures that an organization has. So yes, you have to work together to provide, because customers want a solution. They don't want a product from me and a product from them and a product from you. They want something that works together in a comprehensive way to solve a business problem, which is actually one of the interesting things. You know, if I go talk to a customer, quite frankly, they don't want to talk about a lot of this stuff. They don't want to talk about SOA. They don't want to talk about all the details. What they want to talk about is the business problem that justifies or provides the context for actually using this technology approach. So although we as vendors and other people in the IT industry may find it fascinating, the end customer is really looking at it from what they do on a daily basis.
And if you had to use some words to describe Software AG.
Software AG brings adult management to service-oriented architecture. And, you know, we've been around for 37 years. Our customers expect enterprise-class performant systems from us. That's what they have today. And we bring that to the table for service-oriented architecture. And we have a compelling suite of products with CrossVision. And we look forward to continuing to deliver value to our customers for another 37 years.
Well, it's been interesting because there's a number of companies that have been around for that long vision, but not that many. There's been a lot of stuff that's just come out in the last decade,
right,
you know,
right,
or two, which has changed a lot. But it seems like the long view, especially given all the changes that have happened,
because
right. that's a whole, eon in technological life.
Think about our name, Software AG. That's Software Incorporated. I mean, that's that's a tough name to get unless you're one of the first companies, right? It's like a pure domain name. You know, those names were gone, you know, on the web early on. You know, people had to start adding weird things to them.
Yeah, I'm still looking for toothpaste.com. So
there you go. My name is David Vapp, Vice President of Business Integration Solutions, and I work for Software IG.